This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was out in Montana last week working on a television thing, and I saw something way up in the northeast corner of that state that I haven't seen in years. It was a payphone, the once ubiquitous fixture that is not ubiquitous anymore. In 1999, there were more than 2 million payphones in this country. Today, less than 500,000. But they are not all going the way of the buggy whip. New York City started an experiment this week to turn some of its phone booths into free Wi-Fi hotspots, if you can appreciate the irony there. We sent Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith to check it out.
There are 12,000 payphones in New York City. 10 of them have been outfitted with a Wi-Fi antenna, so passersby can get online for free. A company called Van Wagner owns about a third of New York's payphones. Executive Peter Izzo says it costs $2,000 to convert a payphone into a Wi-Fi hotspot, but it's worth it to breathe new life into a dying product.
Just by watching the people in the street as they all walk with their heads down with their telephones, we decided to leverage the infrastructure that took us 10 years to build at a cost of $7 million, and bring bandwidth to the street corner.
And revenue to Van Wagner, says Izzo. Log on, you might see an ad. Buy something, Van Wagner might get a cut. But why not just get rid of the actual phones?
It's a really, really good question.
Raul Merchant is Chief Information and Innovation Officer for the City of New York. He says payphones still provide an important service to visitors and residents.
It would be unfair, especially the tourists. And a lot of our citizens can get an access to a phone.
I checked out a Wi-Fi hotspot in Midtown Manhattan.
NYC public Wi-Fi.
And I'm on. The Wi-Fi worked like a charm. Using the actual phone was a little trickier.
It ate my quarter. Oh my God, it ate my quarter. Oh.
Actually, it ate three of my quarters, but I did get to use the free Wi-Fi, so it probably evens out in the end.
In New York, at the corner of 48th and Madison, on a payphone, this is Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.